Hi, I'm Caitlin Alexander, and this is the Budget Affair Podcast, where we talk all about money management, the mind, the emotional experiences involved, and how it's all morally neutral. I am a single mom with money to save, bills to pay, and debt to tackle, and I advocate for women like me to confront what they're willing to change. Join this affair every Thursday at 10 a.m. for a daily dose. Thanks for listening. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I have a question. My question is, do you have a personal financial mission statement? I was going through my old budget spreadsheets from back in August of 2020, and I came across this thing that I wrote out. And I titled it Financial Priorities. And I want to kind of go through that with you guys, because as I was reading these priorities that I wrote over a year ago, it dawned on me that at that time I was creating my own personal mission statement about my money. At the time, I didn't know that that's what I was doing, but in hindsight, literally, that's what I did. You know, I created a narrative around money that just made sense to me and really helped me to get to a place where I am right now, where I get to experience financial safety. And so I just want to go through each of my little points that I made about financial I want to go through my financial priorities with you guys. And I think there's a list of five. So the first one is financial security. And I wrote that as my number one priority because it is important that I know that if I want or need something, I can have it. I will strive to always lead my finances with this concept in mind. Whenever I budget and spend money, I will remember my priorities. It is important for me to be able to provide for myself and my son in such a way that we will always have the choice to get things that we want and need. Financial security is important because growing up, I saw my parents struggle and argue about money. It was one of the things that never seemed available, and I would like to break that generational habit. I would like to break that generational experience. I will strive to live below my means so that we can actually realize our abundance. Y'all, that really spoke to me. Especially because I wrote that over a year ago. I wrote that back in July of 2020. And it really is evidence of my commitment to doing the work that I need to do behind the scenes, mentally and emotionally, in order to create a healthy financial space for my son and I. And so as I read on through the next couple of priorities, you all will see that each priority just goes back to priority number one. So moving on to my second priority, which is emergency fund. Having an emergency fund means to me that I am contributing to priority number one, my financial security. Having an emergency fund are for things that are necessary and urgent, that come up out the blue. I like to keep $1,000 in my emergency fund at all times. If I just so happen to need it and use it, I will move it to the top of my priority to replenish it. So y'all see how, again, it just related back to priority number one, financial security. All right, number three, cushion. Having a cushion is important to me for several reasons. The first reason it's important to me to have a cushion is that I can do fun, nice things for myself and not feel guilty about it. When I have a cushion in my bank account, it lets me know that I am living below my means and therefore contributing to what? Financial security and breaking that generational experience. Having a cushion to me means that I will always have money. Always having money is important to me because it allows me the choice and the freedom to choose whether or not I want to purchase something. So again, y'all, back to that financial security. This is so interesting. All right, number four, getting ahead 1 month. Paying my bills 1 month ahead is important to me because this also contributes to financial safety and security. Knowing that I am ahead of the game fosters a feeling of contentment and safety, y'all. So number four, getting ahead 1 month is still something that I'm working towards. I actually, to be honest, forgot about this being one of my priorities. And I'm not even sure that it's still a priority. But, you know, just looking at the list, it's not a top priority for me. So, you know, we tend to underestimate and overestimate 12 months in a year. And although I have not reached that goal of getting ahead 1 month on all of my bills, it's still something that I'm going to keep on my financial priorities list because it's something that I know would contribute to my priority number one, which is financial security. So then we have number five, which is investing. Investing to me means paying bills on time, paying companies that I owe, and putting money in places that will make me more money. Now, that is something that I have been doing. And the reason why I included paying bills on time and paying companies that I owe as part of investing is because I see investing as a whole as not just something that where we put our money into an account and it builds money. I also see investing as something that we do in order to build up our credibility, right? Something that we do in order to let companies know and let the money system know that we are reliable, that we can pay our bills on time, that, you know, we are responsible human beings and we can manage the money that is given to us. So that is why I included that into the investing portion. But as you all know, investing is mostly spoke about in the form of putting money into like stocks or savings or whatever the case may be. And so that is a part of that as well. But at the time that I wrote this, I did not have any money to save or, and, you know, use to invest. I didn't have that, that empty income to do that. And so one of the things that really helped me feel good about my money decisions was looking at investing as more than just taking money and putting it into something and building upon it. Investing also is something that is defined by your responsibilities and how you manage money. Because those types of things pay off when you pay your bills on time, when you pay companies that you owe, those things pay off in the long run. And they really do contribute to what, drum roll please, your financial security. So yeah, I just wanted to come and discuss that because I just felt really inspired to ask that question and to maybe get someone else out there thinking about their own personal financial mission statement. Like, what drives you? When you're doing your budget, what mind frame are you working with when you're doing your budget? And if you don't have a mind frame at all, or your mind frame isn't healthy, you keep making a budget and then, oh, you know, throwing the budget out, you may need to sit down and come up with your financial priorities. You need to come up with your personal finance mission statement so that you can refer back to it and manage your money in a way that makes sense for you. So Yeah, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening to this really quick episode. I felt inspired to do. I hope you guys have an amazing evening, day, week, month, whatever. Thanks for listening. Bye.